Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and Classic Soul, with writer-director Cassie Lemons of the motion picture Black Nativity, which opens nationwide November 27th. So how did the concept of turning Black Nativity into a musical come about?
Well, originally what happened was I met Celine Rattray, who's one of the producers, and she asked me if I was interested in doing it. And I was, because Boston, where I grew up part of the time, is a major venue for the production. So I was, you know, really enthusiastic. I was like, yeah, you know, absolutely. Don't look no further. You know, I'm your person. And then I reread the play. And it's so slight, you know. So I thought, well, it needs something. You know, it needs a building around in order to make it a screenplay, you know, and a feature. So I kind of waited for a story to come to me, you know, and quickly I thought about it more, began to think about it more as an homage to Langston Hughes. Mm-hmm. And so I thought of this boy named Langston, and, you know, I thought it would kind of reference Langston Hughes, but also have Black Nativity in it, you know. So I decided it's kind of more about a family, you know, a minister putting on a production of Black Nativity and his grandson, and just kind of the themes of you know, family and forgiveness.
And the movie's, it's nicely set in Harlem, too.
Where I live.
Oh, wow. That dream sequence and the flashback, oh, that was awesome.
Oh, great.
And all the movement from the people on stage in the pulpit dancing. It's just, I'm like, wow.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
That was fun.
The dream series. Great.
Thank you.
And was it your idea to use a lot of the dream sequence to incorporate a lot of the great music?
Yeah, I decided, well, either the kid's going to watch a production of Black Nativity, but it might be more interesting and I might have more freedom if he actually did what kids often do, fell asleep in church, you know? And so that's what I decided to do. And then with the dream, you know, you can be more vivid. And I thought, well, what he's experienced thus far and where he is in his life can kind of interact with the story maybe in an interesting way.